Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park and coming to you after a high-scoring Vikings victory over the Eagles. You have lots of questions. We have all the answers. Let's get to it. The first question comes from Terry in Mankato. What led to the Vikings upsetting the Eagles? Do you think the Eagles overlooked the Vikings? No, I don't think the Eagles overlooked us. They came in here needing a win to stay atop their division and needing a win to help secure a playoff spot. So it's a focused team in Philadelphia, but they just came here and played a team that played better than them on Sunday. The Vikings' key to victory, in my opinion, reserves playing like starters. Matt Asiata with three touchdowns. Chase Ford had two catches, playing for an injured Kyle Rudolph and John Carlson. Brandon Fusco was hurt. Joe Berger stepped in. He played well on the offensive line. Then you look at the defense. Sean Prater, his first career interception in his first start for the Vikings. You had Harrison Smith, who came back. He's a starter, but he came back off an injury. He played well. So you had a lot of Vikings coming in either off the bench or off of layoffs, and they played well. They played like starters, and it led to a victory. Our next question comes from Justin. Do you think our offense functions better when Adrian Peterson is not in the game because we aren't force-feeding him the ball? I think someone needs to check Justin's temperature. There's no way the Vikings offense is better without Adrian Peterson. If we were able to put 48 points on the board without Adrian, think what we could have done with him. In all seriousness, though, here's the thing. What the Vikings offense did well on Sunday against Philadelphia to help them win the game, they could have also done well and maybe even done better with Adrian Peterson in the lineup. So it was great to get a win without Adrian, but we'll take him back as soon as he's ready. Our next question comes from Alex in Dallas, Texas. Both Jared and B-Rob have 9 sacks this season. Who do you think winds up with more? Well, what I think is I don't want either one of them coming after me to try and sack me, so I'm going to split the difference here. Jared, his sacks come in bunches, so if you want to ask me who can climb higher, I think Jared can climb a little bit higher. He seems to get 2 or 3 in a game when he gets on fire, but B-Rob has been much steadier this season. He has 7 sacks in his last 7 games, so I'm sure that he's going to get to double-digit sacks, but I think Jared has the ability to not only get to double digits, but to climb higher to 11, 12, or 13 sacks over the final 2 weeks. Our next question comes from Stefan in Denmark. Oftentimes, people talk about the presence veterans bring, but how about the impact young talent can have, such as Cordarrelle Patterson? When you get a flashy player like Cordarrelle Patterson, here's what he can bring to a team that's in a 4-9-1 season. He can infuse life into your practices and life into your Sundays. He's an exciting player to watch, and whether you're a young player or a veteran player on the team, you love having Cordarrelle in the mix. So whether he's running an end around, fakes a pass and then reverses field, or he's running down the field to catch a pass, or he's returning a kick, Cordarrelle Patterson can do a lot of great things for the team on the field, but he also helps bring a little bit of life to the locker room off the field. Next question comes from Kyle in Watertown, Minnesota. Should the Vikings do more or less of the no-huddle offense for next season? It seems like it works when we try it. I think the Vikings have done a fair amount of it this season. I wouldn't say they need to do more of it or less of it. I think it's a situational thing that you will do against an opposing team if you want to attack a certain weakness, or you may do it to an opposing team when they get into a certain personnel package. So I think Bill Musgrave and the Vikings offense have done a good job using that from time to time. I think it's something they'll continue to do next season, and I think it's something that can be effective if you use it at the right time. Our last question comes from Nick and Albert Lee. The Vikings have both A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson coming up on the schedule. Who is the better receiver and why? Boy, it's a tight race. I think they're nose and nose. I would take either one on my team if I had to start up a team. I'll side with Calvin Johnson because he has a larger body of work. A.J. Green has youth on his side, and he may play for a longer time, beginning now, going to the end of their careers. But given what Calvin Johnson has done over the body of his career already, I'll side with the Detroit Lions. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week as long as you send in your questions. So send them to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.